This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Sexy Time. It's on the way in just a minute.
Righty ho, and welcome once again to the Mr. Obvious Show. I'm, of course, your congenial host, Mr. Obvious. Let's take a phone call, shall we? Hello, Mr. Obvious Show.
Hey, is this Mr. Obvious?
No, caller. This is the call screener.
Oh, yeah. Could I speak to Mr. Obvious?
Sure. Hang on a sec. I'll be right with you. Hello, Mr. Obvious Show.
Hey, is this Mr. Obvious?
Yes, indeed it is, caller.
Long-time listener, first-time caller, Mr. Obvious.
I'm so pleased you called. How can I help you?
Well, Mr. Obvious, I've got a question, and it's... It's kind of personal.
Personal, caller.
Yeah, it's about my sex life.
Oh, I see.
See, I'm married, and hey, Mr. Obvious, are you married?
Am I ever, caller? Mrs. Obvious and I have been married for 15 years.
Wow. And are there any obvious children?
That's another matter, caller. I'm fighting the DNA test results in court. Caller, back to your concern. How can I help?
Oh, well, hey, right, Mr. Obvious. We'll see, my wife and I, we've been married for about 12 years, and our sex life has become pretty boring. You know, it's always the same.
This is a frequent problem, caller. Nothing to be embarrassed about. There certainly are things, though, you can do to spice it up a bit.
That's exactly why I'm calling, Mr. O. I wanted to spice up our sex life a little bit, so I took one of them classes.
You took a class? Well, that's very proactive, caller. Did both you and your wife take the class?
No, just me, Mr. Obvious. I kind of wanted to surprise her with it.
How romantic, caller. You took a class to improve your technique in the bedroom. I think that's a grand idea. I would say your wife is very fortunate to have a man who cares enough to invest his time and energy to improve his prowess as a lover.
Thanks, Mr. Obvious.
So did these techniques you learned work?
Not really.
Uh-oh. Not really. Well, what happened, caller? Were you too shy to try them out in the bedroom?
No. I tried them.
Then what's the problem, caller?
Well, we were in the bedroom, and things were getting pretty hot and heavy, and... Well, Mr. Obvious, I broke my wife's arm.
Oh, my land, caller. That's not good. You wow. broke her arm.
Sure did, Mr. Obvious.
Wow. That must have put the old kibosh on the lovemaking, caller. How did it happen?
Well, I'm not real sure, Mr. Obvious. I thought I was doing everything just the way I learned it in class.
Really, caller?
Yeah. I put on the pajamas like our instructor taught us and everything.
You were told to wear pajamas?
Yeah. Everybody in the class had to wear them.
So you came into the bedroom wearing your pajamas and you immediately broke your wife's arm?
No, it took a little while.
Caller, this sounds like some pretty rough lovemaking. Who taught this class of yours?
I don't really know his name. He called himself the Sensual or something like that.
He called himself the Sensual? I don't understand that, caller.
Well, yeah, it was something like that. We had to dress up in our white pajamas and come in there and bow to him and call him the Sensual.
The whole class did this?
Yeah, we all did.
Did you say white pajamas?
Yep, we all had white jammies on.
And did they have a belt?
Bell. Yeah, how'd you know that, Mr. Obvious? And you know what? When you get better at lovemaking, They even give you a different color belt.
Caller, what was the name of the class you took?
Let's see. It was the AAA Aaron Marital Arts class.
Marital Arts?
Yeah, I found it right there in the phone book in the yellow pages there.
Hey, can you spell Marital Arts for me?
Yeah, it's a M-A-R-T-I-A-L, arts, A-R-T-S.
Landegotian caller, that wasn't a class to teach you to be a better lovemaker. This is a self-defense class. It's martial arts, not marital arts. The guy who taught your class was a sensei, not a sensual. Goodness gracious, caller, you could have killed your wife.
Martial arts?
Yes, martial arts.
I never made the connection.
Yeah, that's all the time we have for today.
Whoa. Hey, Mr. Obvious.
What is it, caller?
So, using that technique they call kung fu, that won't get my wife an orgasm?
No, caller. It's much more likely to give her a concussion.
But hang on, Mr. Obvious. My wife's trying to say something.
Oh, no.
What's that, honey?
What is it, caller?
My wife wanted me to tell you that you're a lifesaver, Mr.
Yes, well, until next time, This has been the Mr. Obvious Show.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh Arnold.
Hi there.
Jessica Alsman's here.
Hey.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
There's Willie Griswold.
Hey, man.
I'm Chick, and here's Tom Griswold.
Very much.
Hello.
We're going to hook up with comedian Allie Breen and find out what's happening in sexy time. And of course, whenever we talk with Allie, the question always is the same.
Where is Allie?
Where is Allie? It's kind of like a Where's Waldo game.
Carmen Santiago?
Where in the world is Carmen Santiago?
Yeah.
And right now I'm asking the question, where is Allie Breen? And I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think our monitor's on.
Okay.
Is she there?
Oh, no.
Okay, all right. In the meantime, we'll check in with Christy Lee.
Dear Tom, I have a question.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
My automobile seems to stall every time my wife gets in it. Is it because she has an evil presence?
You're trying to get a hold of the Tappet brothers. Click and clack, and
one's not clicking or clacking,
sadly,
right?
It's a dirty horse fault.
I sure love them, too.
I love that show. An Australian sperm donor reportedly used fake names to father more than 60 children.
Ron Mexico?
The man's scheme was discovered after a variety of parents attended an event for new parents and noticed their children looked quite alike.
Oh, that's alarming.
They then called IVF clinics to investigate. The man reportedly used four different aliases to donate sperm.
That's right.
Dr. Ann Clark from Fertility First told News Corp that the man had been to her clinic and had offered his sperm through several unofficial means such as Facebook groups.
I love making babies.
In Australia, it's illegal for someone to sell or receive a gift in exchange for giving another person organs or tissues. Remember we had that story about how Australia was going to make this a law that you couldn't...
Because of me.
Well, they were going to make it a law because there was no clearinghouse to make sure
that this didn't happen.
Yeah. Right. So, but can you imagine you go to a public event and you look around and go, wow, these 14 kids all look very much the same.
Yeah.
But, there's a couple of different... There's other issues here. For example, Australian rules condoms.
Yeah?
Just don't work as well, as you know.
Silly.
But the guy was using fake names. I think Nick Cannon was a bad choice.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Densely populated.
Mm-hmm.
But he was apparently trying to sell his sperm on Facebook. And
who wants to buy it?
But he obviously was quite successful if all these...
Yeah, he has 60 kids.
It's organic.
So is there going to be a thing in the future when if you are born as the result of use of a sperm bank, you have to have some kind of a, I don't know...
Like a 23andMe or something to see if you get more. Yeah,
before you can go on a date, you have to check and make sure that you're not someone's half brother.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think so.
Wouldn't that be hot? I mean, a shame.
You'd be surprised. There's a lot of people that are probably like third cousins, which is pretty far away. But
when I was in college, they would have ads all the time in the college paper looking for very specific types of people to donate sperm. Mm. Very specific religious affiliation and other things.
Sure.
And talk about making money hand over fist. I'll tell you what. Oh, I'm sorry. There's Allie Breen. Hey, Allie.
Are you in the bathroom, Allie?
Hi, guys.
Where are you?
They're doing construction at my next door, like at the apartment. It's so loud. I tried to trap myself in the bathroom so you guys can hear me.
Oh, okay.
Are you in Florida?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good.
Are you mid-dump?
No, I'm in New York.
Oh, you're in New York.
I'm
sorry.
I'm literally leaning over so that the I know I look like I'm mid-dump. I'm not. I promise you.
As Josh would say, that's very hot. Okay, Allie. Once again, we're joined by comedian Allie Breen. You can reach her, by the way, Allie Breen on various social media platforms with your questions about human sexuality, dating, and the like. What have we got, Allie?
Dear Allie, my girlfriend kisses her dog on the mouth, which I've gotten used to, but she also kisses other dogs that she doesn't know at the dog park, too.
Slut.
Shouldn't we draw the line there?
No, you should draw the line at the very first one. You don't want to be kissing a dog in the mouth. That's a terrible idea.
I thought the old saying was that dogs' mouths are cleaner than humans.
Yeah, well, the guy that said that was an idiot.
Which also cheating at her own dog.
Butts, so
gosh.
Yeah.
You don't kiss your dogs?
I don't do a French kiss with my golden retrievers.
Well, I don't French kiss my dog either, but I get doggy kisses and, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would never French kiss my dog. Its breath smells like peanut butter.
Yeah, no, that's a terrible idea.
Oh, I'd never kiss a strange dog. That is weird.
No, we don't kiss any dog. They're dogs. Oh. They'll eat
turds. You can't help it. They come and lick your face and sometimes they get in your mouth. Yeah.
Keep your mouth closed. That's a different thing. Oh. It sounds like she's really
likes it.
Going up there.
Going for it.
Yeah.
Tom, if you could French an animal, what would you pick?
Let me think for a while.
He's thinking about it.
I don't think we're talking about French.
A chimp?
No.
You bite your tongue off. Good.
I am terrified of chimpanzees.
Yeah.
Remember the one that ripped that lady's face off?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What about like a frog? Because they've got those long tongues that can catch flies from far away really fast.
I don't know.
Could be a prince.
Gross.
Or a princess.
Yeah. What if it turns into a prince and then you're stuck with somebody? Jeez.
He's clingy.
Yeah, you never see him try to kiss him back to become a frog, do you?
Yeah. You know, that'd be a movie. There's a rom-com. Back to a frog. Yeah.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy.
Comfy.
I'm cozy.
Cozy.
I have zero blisters on my toes.
Blisters.
And that's because I wear Bombas, the softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
Okay, let's get to our next letter. Allie Breen.
Dear Allie, my boyfriend and I have been together for 6.5 years and he's amazing. We have great sex. And once years ago, he brought up butt stuff and I told him exit only.
Okay.
We play tennis when we're on vacations and he always bets me that if he wins, I will give it to him.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Thank God he's no Nadal. He's never beaten me. But we're going away this weekend. We'll play tennis. Should I actually throw a set and give him his way since he's such a great guy?
Oh, it sounds like you are willing now. That's interesting.
You've made up your mind, it sounds like.
It kind of does.
That took a turn.
Yeah, it's sort of pickleball now. In a way.
What? I think
tennis
if you're cool with it.
Are very similar.
If you're cool with it, be cool with it, but don't throw a set. You got to let him earn it. He's got to up his tennis game if he wants the action.
I'm kind of with Willie on this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, though?
Yeah.
Maybe you whoop his butt, and then you reward him by letting him do that.
Is that what
you're... Yes. Mean, like, hey,
it's the opposite of the
good
bet,
good effort.
Use sex as a weapon. Yes.
No, as a reward.
Absolutely.
Fine. Let him win. But if you can at least attempt it, but if it's, not going well...
He should just take lessons if he wants. He should,
tennis
he should
lessons
take lessons
or
if
the...
he really wants it. She should.
Yeah, I can see signs up for lessons. What are your goals?
Yeah.
What are your fitness goals? Well, sodomy.
What do you want to work on your backhand?
No.
Her back door, actually. Kind of what I'm.
Okay, next.
If you want him to win, you can play Canadian doubles, but then you got to worry about the other guy, and that's a whole other thing.
Devil's tennis.
What if the lady falls and breaks her tailbone and loses the match?
Oh.
Does he go ahead?
Oh, this is like that story with the haircut. What's that thing?
O. Henry,
The O. Henry story.
Right.
Yeah. Well, then she's injured. You don't do that.
Oh, no. You plow ahead. That's what I said.
Yeah. If he won, he won, I guess.
Yep. Deal's a deal.
Fatal.
Stop crying.
You'll know if you regret it right away, though. Mm-hmm. So how about that?
Okay. Well, let's get to our next letter, shall we?
Dear Allie, my girlfriend called me by her ex's name during a really heated conversation. My friend said, well, at least it wasn't during sex, but I think this is worse because doesn't that mean that she's actually thinking about him more?
No. Quite honestly,
you need to exempt yourself from this because this happened to you and you're a prejudice.
It did happen to me. It's Pavlovian, in my opinion. He's in an art. So that just means that they had a tough. They argued a lot. So.
And when she thinks of arguing, she thinks of him.
Exactly. It's
I have honestly called my dogs my kids' names, my kids my dogs' names. Your mind. You're trying to. Get the logic working in your head so you can make a good point in the argument. So you kind of forget what's going on and.
Don't worry about this.
No. I wouldn't worry about that either. Yeah.
Plus, it's also a get-out-of-jail-free card for when you accidentally say one of your ex's names.
In the middle of
that.
I like that.
Hey, we both done it.
Yeah, hold that as a weapon.
Just go back to your ex. You're obviously still in love with her.
No.
There you go. Bingo.
Nope, you're good.
Not if it's in
nothing to worry about.
Too much drama. Okay, Allie Breen is our
guest. What if it was during sex, though? Isn't that different than... Yeah, that would be...
That's weird.
I think that would be more concerning.
Yeah. Start dressing like her and looking like her. Then.
What a vertigo. Yeah, dress like her.
I'm sorry. Allie Breen is a very fine stand-up comedian. She also is a world traveler. Whenever she calls, we have no idea where she's going to be. But she's apparently in her next-door neighbor's bathroom right now calling. Because of construction.
My bathroom.
Her next-door neighbor's having the work done.
Oh, I see. Sorry. I thought you were your next-door
neighbor's
bathroom.
She's doing us a favor.
Yes.
What's our next letter all about, Allie?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend has the cutest Burmadoodle dog, and I love him. Sometimes when we have sex, the dog stays in the room. The last time, I swear the dog looked into my eyes and winked. I'm starting to feel like I'm having a really strange threesome. Should I tell him to lock the dog out of the room when we have sex or just let us become doggy porn?
Oh, God.
What's going on with dogs today?
Oh, my gosh.
I think you should get a therapist quick, fast, and in a hurry is what I think.
Put the dog in a crate.
I didn't know dogs could wink.
I didn't know they could.
Sometimes they do, but it's got to be accidental, right?
Sure.
They're not trying.
No. This dog could be possessed.
No.
Thank you. Yes.
And it's Burmadoodle. Burmadoodle would be a dog that you've shaved.
Burma shave.
Is there a chance that the dog only cares because of the position that you're using? Like maybe if you switch to cowgirl, he won't care anymore?
I don't know what you two are doing.
Hey, what you guys are doing, we invented that.
Yeah.
That's right. I can give you some pointers. That's why I'm here.
pointer.
Wow. There it is. There it is.
You're okay to keep the dog out. Like, that shouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah, keep
unless he's trying
out.
To join in, because dogs start humping things. That would be weird.
Or if it's like, are you attacking my owner? Get off of him.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That's more likely.
Yeah, okay. The winking dog thing is weird. Winking is weird anyway for me.
Tom can't wink.
I can, but I've got to really focus.
He really doesn't.
Kind of a slow-mo.
Did he just wink? Or did he wink and then hubba hubba or something like that? Yeah,
yeah. Or take a big snort.
Did he do a high wink? Five? Yeah.
Big sniff.
Oh, God.
Fifi.
Let's go to our next letter.
Ah, Fifi.
Dear Allie, my boyfriend and I were staying at his parents' house. And late at night after everyone went to bed, we went skinny dipping and had sex in their pool.
Yeah, you did.
He assured me that no one would know, but his whole family started acting weird to me. And finally, his sister said that they literally all knew.
Yep.
I'm so mad at him now, and he thinks I'm making too big of a deal out of it. Shouldn't he at least take all the blame since he's their son and I'm the one they don't know?
I wouldn't worry about
it. I would wait till it shows up on the internet because obviously
somebody saw it.
They've got a camera going.
No, and they all saw it.
And don't worry about it because they're going to hate you for other reasons. I mean, something else is going to come up. Yeah, that's their son you're messing with.
Yeah. Okay. Man,
it's a little embarrassing. But
it's
I don't know.
They all saw it. It's like, did one person see it and call everyone else over?
Probably.
I
mean,
well, we don't know that they all saw it. They just all know.
One person saw it.
Right.
Told.
Well, maybe if they weren't on the diving board at the time.
See, that's the problem.
Ask the parents if he's done that with other girls. Just bring it up in conversation. Be like,
Why is that an answer to this?
Because you think, is that just a move he does with all the girls, or was I special?
Yeah, that's not going to help.
No.
He's not embarrassed by it. And then,
Can I have a private moment with Chick?
Mm-hmm.
Charles Lawton.
Oh, yeah.
In the
book.
Right,
yeah.
In the book, you can't see that one area. Drop Names.
That's right.
Yeah. Did you ever read the book, Dropping Names by Frank Langella? You should read that, Allie.
Very good.
There's a great scene. He's at Charles Lawton's house, and Charles Lawton's wife explained why parts of the pool can't be seen. It ties into this letter in a weird way. We'll move on. Allie Breen is our guest. Allie, you going to be on TV this week?
No, I have no TV coming up this week, but I'm doing some fundraisers in Long Island at Governor's Comedy.
Okay, cool. Allie is a very fine stand-up comedian. We have time for one more letter, Allie.
Dear Allie, I've gotten to be really close friends with a girl at work, and I just met her husband. He's super hot, and we kept making jokes about being a throuple when we all hung out at a work event. How can I change this from a joke to a reality? I mean, I'd at least like to try a threesome and see how it goes.
Is this from a girl or a guy?
This is a girl.
It's 2023, Christy. It doesn't matter.
You're right. It doesn't, but it just helps.
Well, I now know that you are intolerant.
I've noticed that as well.
Because it's easier for a girl to bring it up.
It's a lot easier for a girl to bring it up than...
Couldn't you just say, hey, look, I know we've been joking about this, but I honestly really am interested.
Yeah, it'd be a real ordeal to talk another woman into it, but... You know, the guy you're talking, would you like, yes!
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, honey, well, what do you think?
But then she has to go to work with this woman every day after.
There's the rub.
That's the rub. Yeah, that would be tough.
And if she just asks
no,
a girl.
That's not true. She works with the guy.
I thought she worked with the girl, right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
She works with the girl.
I thought it didn't matter, Josh.
What?
I thought it didn't matter, Mr. Woke Poke.
That's right.
Any port in a storm.
It doesn't matter.
You're both intolerant.
Bang, everyone.
Spin the orifice wheel and go for it. This sounds like it's a giant mess that will only get worse.
You don't want to do that because you're going to have to work with this woman. If it goes bad, Lee...
You're going to screw up your life and your work and everything else.
Man, no, you're gonna orgasm so hard. You have to do this. This has to happen.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why?
Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes,
y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.